e.g. into a positron and a photon, or some other neutral particle, but with a very long average lifetime, originally estimated to be about 100 million years, or perhaps a little longer or shorter. This is about as many years as there are protons in 100 tons of water. So, if this is true, then, on the average, roughly about one proton a year should decay in 100 tons of water. Experiments have been looking for such a proton decay without success for years, but there will soon be a facility in Japan where 10,000 tons of water will be carefully watched for flashes of light that would signal proton decays. Perhaps this experiment will see something. Meanwhile, there have lately been intriguing hints of a possible violation of the conservation of lepton number. In the Standard Model, this conservation law is responsible for keeping the neutrinos massless. And with this conservation law violated, we would expect neutrinos to have small masses, about 1/100 of a 1,000th of a volt, or in other words, about 1/1,000,000th the mass of an electron. This mass is much too small to have been noticed in any laboratory experiment done so far, but it could have a subtler effect of allowing neutrinos that start out as electron-type neutrinos, i.e. members of the same family as the electron, to turn slowly into neutrinos of other types. This may explain a long-standing puzzle that fewer neutrinos than expected are detected to be coming from the Sun. Neutrinos produced in the Sun's core are mostly of electron type, and the detectors used to observe them on Earth are chiefly sensitive to electron-type neutrinos. So perhaps electron-type neutrinos seem to be missing because as they pass through the Sun, they have turned into neutrinos of other types. Experiments to test this idea with neutrino detectors of various types are now underway in South Dakota, Japan, and Canada.
This book is continued on Disc 7.